You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1614. Today's tip features Horses in the Morning co-hosts Glenn and Jamie, along with their guest, Dr. Anna Bracken, and they have a little chat about winter horse nutrition.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
And I would like to welcome to the show the clinical instructor at Colorado State University, Dr. Anna Bracken. Dr. Bracken, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, being that you're in Fort Collins, Colorado, I feel like you should have a fairly good handle on winter. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. Luckily, our winters here are cold, but not like northern Minnesota type of cold.
Gotcha. Well, you're going to help anybody that is at least along your plane or south, which is Glenn and I both. But starting out, I guess kind of one of the things going into winter for people in Minnesota or Florida is how much am I supposed to be feeding my horses?
Mm-hmm. That's usually the question people have for us is, what do I have to change? What do I have to do differently in the winter? And the short answer is usually you just have to feed them more hay. You know, horses keep warm the best by eating. If you think about them basically as having an internal combustion engine, you need to fuel that. And that's the best way for them to generate heat, is to be kind of constantly grazing and consuming forage. So the best way you're going to keep them warm is by throwing more hay at them.
And here in Oklahoma, we use round bales. And I've had a discussion with a former boarder about how much she wanted her horse kept in the stall. And in her mind, it was better to keep the horse in the stall and throw it a flake or two at night than to let it out in the pasture on a round bale. Do you have a preference for the one of those?
I would say it's very horse specific. I mean, I think we have all experienced, you know, that we have these beautiful stalls and shelters that we make for our horses, and you look outside and they're standing out in the rain or the snow and you think, well, gosh, why did I bother? So horses definitely, they like being outside. That's what they're, how they're meant to be. And if they have access to grazing or a round bale, then that's perfectly adequate for the majority of horses. Now, where it gets a little trickier is when you have horses that are, they're challenged in some way. Maybe they have some mobility issues, or especially our geriatric population, which, you know, our horses are living longer now. So it's not unusual for us to have active horses well into their 20s and 30s. And those guys might have a harder time with the round bale situation, especially in winter, if they're having to navigate deeper snow to get to that round bale, or if they're having to, you know, jockey for position at the bale to get a mouthful because they have a herd mate that might be a little bit pushy, then those horses might be in a better situation if we separate them so that we can make sure that their intake is guaranteed.
All right, Doc. So I have, it's funny you mentioned the older horse. I have a 33-year-old horse who is kind of a draft cross. He's an anomaly. It's amazing that he's just living the dream, but he has a stall with a pasture attached. And now, mind you, he can't eat round bales. He can't eat hay. Everything is presented to him in a mush diet. He's the king around here. And he has a stall with an attached paddock. And I'm constantly like, Duke, come outside and be a horse. And you open that stall door and he won't leave. He's like, no, I'm going to stay here in this paddock by myself. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about jockeying for position, I'm like, he jockeys me for position. He's like, I'm not going to be a horse today. I'm not going out with those darn kids. I'm going to stay right here in this little shed and with my little paddock turnout and live that life with food brought to me. you know, several times a day.
Sounded
as a
good
mush.
To me right now, actually.
I know. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. It's really fun. It's so fun. I love it, especially when it's like 12 degrees outside. It's really fun. Yep, but speaking of him, what are some things that you would recommend for seniors that's an addition to, you know, I mean, right now he gets beet pulp and rice bran and alfalfa pellets all soaked. But what are some things that maybe vitamins and minerals or nutrients, anything that I can supplement mm-hmm. him with as the winter is coming right now?
Well, some of the things that happen with our senior horses, you know, you mentioned that he's living the mush lifestyle, not unusual for our older guys because their teeth usually start to expire around the age of 20. So when you have a 33-year-old horse, chances are he has already outlived all of his teeth. So he is not going to be able to chew hay very well. Long stem fiber is probably not an option for him.
Yeah, we gave that up years ago.
Yeah. I have a pony like this too. He'll kind of play with it. We call it his recreational hay. But the bulk of his nutrition comes from eating a complete senior feed. So it's not unusual for our geriatrics to have to be on a completely pelleted diet. So senior feed is usually the easiest, kind of most common thing that we reach for because it is a complete feed. So it provides all of the nutrition that they need if they eat just the senior feed. Now, that being said, during winter in particular, some of our older guys, you know, they burn more calories trying to keep warm. They're shivering perhaps, or, you know, when they're not as mobile, sometimes they're less willing, as you mentioned that your guy is more apt to stay in his nice cozy stall than he is to wander around. So we have to watch them a little more closely for losing condition during the winter because they're not, you know, they don't have the body reserves. They usually don't have the muscle mass or the fat stores that are going to help them stay warm throughout the winter. So often what I like to do for these guys is add additional sources of digestible fiber. So beet pulp is a great option for that. You mentioned rice bran. So that's adding basically a fat supplement because that's an easy way to add calories that's not high in sugar because often these guys are sugar restricted. And so adding calories to the diet in those forms is really beneficial. But one thing I really like for these guys is more protein. So you mentioned alfalfa pellets, which is probably the easiest, most accessible way to get added protein into their diet. But there's also some really great amino acid supplements on the market that can be a very easy way to add specifically protein to the diet without having to add a tremendous amount of bulk. Because, of course, we've all experienced the senior horse that starts to get a little bit picky as well, you know, and there's a limit to how much they're willing to eat once you start adding 15 different supplements. And it can be really frustrating if you make this beautiful curated mash for them and they turn up their nose and walk away.
It's like you're in my barn right now because I was buying the most beautiful, expensive senior feed and like mm-hmm. presenting it to him. And he's like, no, I'm not going to eat that. Yeah. And so I had to go back to just like the regular cheap, like 12-8 feed that some of the other easier keepers are eating. And it's like uh-huh. so frustrating because I'm like, just eat the food. It's so good. Yep. So, but you mentioned amino acids. Tell me about like, how do those come? I've never given those as a supplement.
Well, so the specific product that I've used pretty frequently that I really like for my senior horses is called Purina Super Sport. And it is a specific amino acid supplement. So it's protein and not a whole lot else. So it's a top dress supplement. So you don't have to add a ton of it, but it's an easy way to get the added protein into the diet to help our older guys maintain their muscle mass, you know, because we see the muscle wasting partly because they're not as active as they used to be. And then it can be partly because they have, you know, perhaps some arthritis issues, some other soft tissue injuries, or mm-hmm. some endocrine disorders like Cushing's that contribute to the loss of muscle. So in order to help them stay as mobile as possible, we need to make sure that they're not losing all of their muscle. And that's going to give them a harder time staying warm as well. You know, if they don't have as much kind of oomph to them, they're going to have a harder time getting around. They're not going to be as effective as far as keeping themselves warm. That's part of why we often have to end up with more blankets on these guys than we do on our younger horses as well.
So basically with the senior horse, it's just going to cost me more money and more work. Okay. Got it. Check.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's the unfortunate reality of the geriatric horse, especially you mentioned yours is a draft. You know, it's not for the faint of heart to be feeding purely senior feed, because those bags can add up pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other thing that I deal with a lot, and on the flip side, is the what I deal with is the young thoroughbred off the track. And mm-hmm, even just mm-hmm. for our listeners, anybody else who has something that is not a senior, what I guess, like for these young horses off the track, they come, they don't have a whole lot of coat, they're very thin. What are some things that you suggest feeding those guys?
Well, in particular, you know, those thoroughbreds that are straight off the track, like you said, they've got not a hair on them, basically. And they're usually pretty darn lean. You know, thoroughbreds tend to be lean in general, but usually when they're racing fit, you know, there's not an ounce of fat on them. So in particular, their first winter being let off, you know, I would be prepared to blanket these guys at the very least on a day where it might be snowy or windy or wet, making sure that they have good access to a shelter. Those are obviously important things. But as far as feed, you know, as I mentioned, the fiber is probably the most important thing as far as keeping them warm. So free choice access to grass hay is probably the most ideal thing that you can offer these guys. And then giving them additional things, the added protein. I love to give them some alfalfa. And then plus or minus, if you need to supplement them, I would say it's pretty normal for people to just reach for senior for any horse, because mm-hmm. it's easy. They might have it. They say, oh, he doesn't need a whole lot. You know, I don't want him to be on a sweet feed or something like that, but he needs a little extra. So I'm going to just throw him some senior. And they love it. That's great. But senior feed is, because it's a complete feed, it is a fiber-based feed. So it's not really designed to be a supplement. It's not designed to be adding calories. It's meant to be a replacement for hay. So it ends up being sort of a lateral move. Whereas if you're trying to add the weight, if you're trying to give additional supplemental calories, there's other things that can really fit the bill for that. You know, as we mentioned, a fat supplement, or some of the other feeds that are designed to be added, you know, for performance horses, for hard keepers. Every one of the major brands has a similar product that'll have added protein, added fat, added fiber, that is not designed to be a complete feed. So that would depend a little bit on what's available in your area, you know, what your horse likes. But those are the guys that often need that supplemental feed stuff.
Gotcha. All right. So Glenn, in keeping with the theme here, is basically it's another interview that's cost me money as I'm shopping in my local feed store, putting things in my shopping cart as usual.
I picked up on earlier, she said the horses with it. How did you say it? Horses with issues or
with sugar
or challenges or whatever. I got to tell you, mm-hmm. every horse I've ever had has had that. So I don't know. Are there exceptions? Once horses that don't present challenges?
What's normal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's an easy one?
Why do we feel like we always have the horses with problems?
I have a 10-year-old mini, and he's the easiest horse in the entire world because he eats about 4 molecules of a ration balancer and some grass hay. So
yeah, but is he naughty? Is he naughty?
Then he gets fat.
Of course,
and
he's
then you
naughty.
Have to worry about laminitis, and then you got to worry about impaction colic. Oh my God, it never quits.
We've been doing this show way too long, Doc. We've been doing this way too long. Everything the that could worries. Go wrong with a horse, we've talked about, and it just sticks in our brains.
Oh yeah, if it can, it will. That's how horses are.
Dr. Bracken, thank you so much for joining us and basically costing me money and making Glenn feel like he's just completely normal, because we all have issues except for you and your mini. Where can people, if they want to get a hold of you, where can they reach out and ask questions?
So as we said, I'm a faculty veterinarian at Colorado State University.
So basically get a degree is what they need to do.
Basically go ahead and get a degree. That's probably the long route to getting there. But I'm accessible at anna.bracken@colostate.edu.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Bracken. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day and stay warm.
Well, there you have it.
Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.